Hello, and welcome to La Piana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at La Piana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnerships between and among nonprofits. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Heather.
Every nonprofit interested in partnering with another will at some point find itself entering into negotiations with its potential partner. The exact nature of the negotiation may vary: the complexity, the relative involvement of board and staff, the type of agreement that results, etc. Can you start by describing what a typical negotiations process looks like?
Yes, I can. This is an area that we recommend organizations consider in setting up a negotiations process. Basically, it starts with two corporations determining that they want to enter into good faith negotiations. They pass resolutions to enter into good faith negotiations and appoint a negotiations committee. That committee has two tasks, basically to identify and negotiate towards recommendation all of the issues that the full boards are going to need to be able to make decisions on as to whether a partnership is appropriate. The other aspect is the oversight of due diligence, that being the legal and financial ramifications of a potential partnership. Once all of the issues that have been identified have been negotiated towards recommendation and due diligence is completed, the negotiation committee is then prepared to recommend back to their corporate boards the potential of a partnership, and the recommendation then needs to be voted on by the full boards in terms of making a decision as to whether to put the partnership in place.
And we see a lot of processes that go more or less as you've described. What are some differences between merger negotiations and negotiations towards, say, a joint program or administrative consolidation?
The biggest difference is who is involved. In a merger negotiations, there is significant board involvement. It is the board that must ultimately decide to make changes to the corporate structure or governance. Staff members, on the other hand, play an important role in negotiations towards a joint programming or administrative consolidation, partnerships that don't require change to the corporate structure or governance. And in general, staff will be much more familiar with the kind of operational detail that may be important when planning a non-merger partnership. You want that knowledge in the room.
Absolutely. I think all of us who've done that work have seen how important that can be. Thank you, Bob, and thanks to our listeners. For more information on strategic restructuring and to listen to other podcasts in our series, please visit www.lapiana.org.